It has been a number of years now since Prague was first named as a favorite destination for weekend revelers intent on boozing, stag or hen parties celebrating a friend's last weekend of freedom, a chance to live it up. Such parties are now fairly familiar here and are showing no signs of letting up. Several times a week here, one is bound to come across at least one or two groups on mini-break visits, often wearing goofy matching outfits and carrying bookshop accessories. A fortnight ago, I saw a bunch of guys dressed in matching golden outfits, Junebugs with Elton John glasses. It wasn't pretty. Another bunch on Wenceslas Square dragged along a miserable prisoner complete with ball and chain, the future groom. In the evening, there too was a group. This time, all ladies dressed in skimpy nighties, bunny slippers, and 50s eyeglasses, looking hard to please. Strange combination, though. Hard to describe, really. But quite a hangover the next day, I think. Who knew just how wild some of these parties could be? It happens this week that the British Foreign Office released a report called British Behavior Abroad, related to stag and hen parties, which might leave some a little shame-faced. It seems that stag and hen parties in Prague, though fun and games they may be, have a tendency to end with someone figuratively losing an eye. According to the report of the 800,000 or so Britons visiting last year, 845 needed consular assistance, 445 lost their passport, 36 were arrested, and 53 went to hospital. That might not seem like much until you realize that the Czech Republic apparently ranks fourth on a list of countries where British visitors needed help, behind only India, Australia, and Thailand. You can blame the booze, the report does, saying the disproportionate number of British travelers needing consular help was, quote, likely due to the massive influx of stag and hen events. A massive influx of stag and hen events. Not having ever taken part in a stag party, it's probably too late now anyway, I'm already married, I have to wonder at the allure. I can't imagine picking any destination on the map for a weekend solely for going to bars, not Amsterdam, not London, not Berlin. No matter how cheap the flight tickets, beer, and establishments might be. I understand going out and having a good time, of course, always great in a foreign city. But I fail to see the attraction of doing so with 17 other guys all wearing the same T-shirt. But even if I did, why go somewhere at all if I wasn't going to remember what I did or would spend the next day faced in a hotel room? I might have just stayed at home. In short, I find the idea that someone would only visit Prague to spend the weekend in the city's strip bars and clubs quite depressing, and I'm sorry that Prague has gotten to be known as such a destination. Prague once had a real aura of mystery. I realize it couldn't last. It was brilliant while it did. You can still find it in some hidden alcoves and gardens and streets, but you have to bother to look. You won't find it on tours bragging about the beer and babes of the so-called Wild East.
You're tuned to Radio Prague, where it's now time for Czech Books.